I'm reading the 139th Psalm today, and if you look in your bulletin, it says Hebrew scripture reading. That's different than usual. I was hiking this week in Ghost Ranch, and one of the people on my hike was the partner of a rabbi. So we talked about lots of Jewish things. She's a leader in her congregation. And she reminded me that it's awkward for her when they say Old and New Testament, because for the Jewish folk, there is just the Hebrew scriptures. To say Old Testament says somehow it's not complete. So I thought that's an easy thing for me to just call it the Hebrew scriptures, and that's what many folks do. So I'm going to try to do that. We'll read the Hebrew scriptures and then the New Testament. It's just a word that kind of makes us more sensitive to interfaith issues. And it reminds me that those readings were written in Hebrew, and it's our history, our roots from whence we come. So those are the two pieces, and I'm going to read from the 139th Psalm, and I'd ask you to mark it in your Bible because I'm going to have you refer to it during the sermon, some part of it. And I'm going to read the whole Psalm. The lectionary suggests we just read part of it because the other part's kind of, well, you'll see why they wanted to skip it. Now, after all that lecture, I want you to just breathe a bit and hear now the Word of God from Psalm 139. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit up and when I rise up, when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from far away. You search out my path and my